Resource Guide for Aaronic Priesthood Manual 2. For use in 2004 Lessons 26 to 50. The following resources may be used to supplement but not replace Lessons 26 to 50. In the references, Duty to God stands for the Aaronic Priesthood. In the references, Duty to God stands for the Aaronic Priesthood Fulfilling Our Duty to God guidebooks. Some Duty to God references may be used during the lesson time, or you may encourage core members to complete them at home. Additional teaching suggestions are found on Using the Liahona page and on the What's in It for You page of the New Era. Please teach the lessons in the order they are printed. The manual does not include a specific Christmas lesson. If you want to teach a special Christmas lesson, consider using scriptures, conference addresses, church magazine articles, pictures, and hymns that focus on the life and mission of the Savior. To find non-English versions of this guide online in some languages, go to www.lds.org and select the world map icon on the home page. Select the language you want and click on Church Magazines, then the Liahona cover. Then select the May 2004 issue. To find the English version of the resource guide online, go to www.lds.org and click on Gospel Library, Church Publications, HTML, Curriculum, Aaronic Priesthood, then Resource Guide. Future resource guides will be printed in the May and November issues of the Liahona and Ensign. The Liahona in some languages and Ensign can be found online at www.lds.org. Lesson 26, Worthy Thoughts. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth. Liahona, April 2001, page 30. Ensign, January 2001, page 2. The Be Clean section could supplement the lesson's film strip dialogue. Boyd K. Packer, The Standard of Truth Has Been Erected. Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 24. Use this article to discuss why the church has such high standards of moral conduct. Duty to God Teacher, Family Activities, number 5. Lesson 27, The Lord's Law of Health. Boyd K. Packer, Ye Are the Temple of God. Liahona, January 2001, page 85. Ensign, November 2000, page 72. Share the story about President Packer's patriarchal blessing and discuss the blessings of obedience. Harold G. Hillam, Not for the Body, Liahona, June 1996, page 26. Ensign, October 2001, page 18. Share the story of the renowned dental surgeon instead of a recent news article as suggested in the lesson. Duty to God Deacon, Educational, Personal, and Career Development, number 12. Lesson 28, The Sabbath, H. Aldridge Gillespie. The Blessing of Keeping the Sabbath Day Holy, Liahona, January 2001, page 93. Ensign, November 2000, page 79. Add the quotes from modern prophets to your discussion. David Oscar Sarmiento, Honoring the Lord's Day, Liahona, June 2003, page 41. Ensign, June 2003, page 69. Share this story to supplement Elder Cook's experience given in the lesson. Gently Raise the Sacred Strain, Hymns number 146. Duty to God Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 2. Lesson 29, The Purpose of Life, W. Craig Zwick. The Lord thy God will hold thy hand, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 34. Review the family story shared in this article as you discuss the importance of faith. Lesson 30, Charity. Jean R. Cook, Charity, Perfect and Everlasting Love. Liahona, July 2002, page 91. Ensign, May 2002, page 82. Share Elder Cook's three suggestions for clothing ourselves in the bonds of charity as you discuss how we can become more loving. Emmanuel Fleckinger, My Father's Medal of Courage, Liahona, September 2003, page 40. Ensign, September 2003, page 64. Share this story as an example that charity thinketh no evil. Lesson 31, Forgiveness, Cecil O. Samuelson, Jr., Forgiveness, Liahona, February 2003, page 26. Ensign, February 2003, page 48. Use examples of forgiveness from the life of Jesus to supplement the last story in the lesson. Jane McBride Choate, Pebble of Forgiveness, Liahona, February 2003, page F6. Friend, February 2003, page 42. Use the object lesson to demonstrate the principle of forgiveness while discussing the lesson 3 case studies. Duty to God Deacon, Citizenship and Social Development, number 8. Lesson 32, Cultivating Gifts of the Spirit. Joseph B. Worthlin, The Unspeakable Gift, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 26. Discuss the role of the Holy Ghost in receiving and exercising spiritual gifts. Questions and Answers, Liahona, April 2003, page 44. New Era, April 2003, page 16. Consider using ideas from this article as you discuss the gift of testimony. Let the Holy Spirit guide, hymns number 143. Lesson 33, Seek Ye Learning. Gordon B. Hinckley, A Prophet's Counsel and Prayer for Youth. Liahona, April 2001, page 30. Ensign, January 2001, page 2. The Be Smart section helps explain what the Lord expects us to learn. John K. Carmack, The Perpetual Education Fund, A Bright Ray of Hope. Liahona, January 2004, page 32. Ensign, January 2004, page 36. Discuss principles we can learn from the Perpetual Education Fund program about getting an education. Duty to God Priest, Educational, Personal, and Career Development, numbers 1 and 2. Lesson 34, The Power of Example. Gordon B. Hinckley, An Ensign to the Nations, A Light to the World, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 82. Discuss the temptations mentioned in this talk in your lesson conclusion. Gabriel Gonzalez, Graduating with Honor, Liahona, July 2003, page 34. New Era, July 2003, page 40. Consider adding this story to the first story in the lesson. Duty to God Deacon, Spiritual Development, number 12. Lesson 35, Obeying, Honoring, and Sustaining the Law. Gordon B. Hinckley, War and Peace, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 78. You could add the Church's stand on war to the last discussion in the lesson. Duty to God Deacon, Citizenship and Social Development, number 5. Teacher, Citizenship and Social Development, number 6. Priest, Family Activities, number 8. Lesson 36, In Everything Give Thanks. Dallin H. Oaks, Give Thanks in All Things, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 95. Refer to the ideas in this article as you discuss how we can show thanks to Heavenly Father. 1. Carlos Rodriguez, The Much-Needed Rain, Liahona, June 2003, page 40, Ensign, June 2003, page 68. Use this story to supplement the stories in the lesson. Duty to God Teacher, Spiritual Development, number 10. Lesson 37, Understanding Women's Roles. M. Russell Ballard, Women of Righteousness, Liahona, December 2002, page 34. Ensign, April 2002, page 66. Ideas from this article could add variety to the last activity and challenge in the lesson. Lesson 38, Living Righteously in an Unrighteous World, James E. Faust, The Devil's Throat, Liahona and Ensign, May 2003, page 51. Use the waterfall analogy from this article to begin the lesson. John B. Dixon, When Life Gets Tough, Liahona, May 2002, page 28. New Era, February 2002, page 44. At the conclusion of the lesson, share the four principles when explaining that we can be true to the faith. Duty to God Deacon, Teacher, and Priest, Family Activities, number 2. Lesson 39, Moral Courage. Thomas S. Monson, Models to Follow, Liahona and Ensign, November 2002, page 60. Use some of the ancient and modern examples of courage given in this article to add variety to the last section of the lesson. H. Ross Workman, Staying Power, Liahona, October 2003, page 6. New Era, October 2003, page 32. Begin the lesson with a story of moral courage. Lesson 40, Avoiding and Overcoming Temptation. Boyd K. Packer, Spiritual Crocodiles, Liahona, October 2002, page 8. New Era, October 2001, page 8. Use this article's illustrations to help tell the first story in the lesson. Prepare to Resist Temptation, Liahona, July 2003, page 25. Enzyme, July 2003, page 71. Consider using one of the scriptures or quotations in this message to conclude the lesson. See Genesis chapter 39, Daniel chapter 3, and Matthew chapter 4, verses 2 through 11. Lesson 41, The Sacrament in Remembrance of Him. Russell M. Nelson, Worshiping at Sacrament Meeting. Liahona, August 2004, page 10. Enzyme, August 2004. At the conclusion of the lesson, review Elder Nelson's counsel on how to administer and participate in the sacrament. Peter B. Gardner, More Than Words, Liahona, February 2002, page 28. Or Matthew Baker, Sacrament Service, New Era, October 2002, page 20. Share one of these stories to add variety to your lesson. In Memory of the Crucified, Hymns number 190. Duty to God Deacon, Quorum Activities number 7. Lesson 42, Follow the Brethren, L. Tom Perry. We Believe All That God Has Revealed, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 85. Review how revelation comes to the church as you teach that section of the lesson. Sheldon F. Child, A Sure Foundation, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 8. Consider sharing the story in section 2 to begin your lesson. Come Listen to a Prophet's Voice, Hymns number 21. Lesson 43, Spiritual Preparation for a Mission, Richard G. Scott, Realize Your Full Potential, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 41. Read Elder Scott's Counsel to Young Men to begin the lesson. Monty J. Bruff, Young Men Holders of Keys, Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 47. Conclude the lesson with stories of how some young men are helping the full-time missionaries. Duty to God, Deacon, Teacher, and Priest, Family Activities number 1. Lesson 44, Preparing Now for Temple Marriage, Gordon B. Hinckley, The Marriage That Endures, Liahona and Ensign, July 2003, page 3. Read the fictional example of Johnny and Mary from this article and discuss the blessings of temple marriage. Richard G. Scott, Do What Is Right, Liahona, March 2001, page 10. Ensign, June 1997, page 51. Use the suggestion for avoiding crossing the boundary when discussing the personal effort required to prepare for celestial marriage. Use Doctrine and Covenants, section 132, verses 15 through 17, with section 131, verses 1 through 4. Duty to God Priest, Citizenship and Social Development, number 2. Lesson 45, Effective Home Teaching, David Head, The Home Teacher Who Wouldn't Quit, Liahona, September 2002, page 36, Ensign, September 2002, page 69. Share this story when discussing what makes a good home teacher. John L. Howater, Junior Companion, Liahona, November 2001, page 28, New Era, January 2001, page 36. Use this story when inviting the young men to become more effective home teachers. Use Doctrine and Covenants, section 107, verse 99, with Jacob, chapter 1, verse 19. Duty to God Teacher, Quorum Activities, number 1. Lesson 46, Thomas S. Monson, Pornography, the Deadly Carrier, Liahona, November 2001, page 2, Ensign, July 2001, page 2. Share the bark beetle's behavior when the class is discussing the influence of degrading media. Danger Ahead, Avoiding Pornography's Trap, Liahona, October 2002, page 12, New Era, October 2002, page 34. When sharing the President Benson quote, consider presenting the 5 ideas for avoiding pornography. Duty to God Teacher, Citizenship and Social Development, number 9. Lesson 47, Clean and Appropriate Speech. H. David Burton, Standing Tall, Liahona, January 2002, page 75. Ensign, November 2001, page 65. Use Bishop Burton's second example when discussing how speech reveals what is in our heart. Kristen Sucher, No Swear Zone, New Era, May 2003, page 43. Use the story to supplement the final story in the lesson. I'll Go Where You Want Me to Go, hymns number 270, verse 2. Lesson 48, Maintaining Righteous Standards. David E. Sorensen, You Can't Pet a Rattlesnake. Liahona, July 2001, page 48. Ensign, May 2001, page 41. Use the rattlesnake analogy as you discuss what it means to be in, but not of the world. Plain, simple truths young men and women apply the six B's. Liahona, September 2002, page 16. Use the testimonies of the youth in this article to conclude the lesson. Lesson 49, Honesty and Integrity. Quentin L. Cook, Are You a Saint? Liahona and Ensign, November 2003, page 95. Use the three self-assessment questions as you discuss ways we are tempted to be dishonest. Duty to God pre-spiritual development, number 1. Lesson 50, Valuing and Encouraging People with Disabilities. Elizabeth Quackenbush, I Was Her Answer. Liahona, June 1999, page 36. New Era, August 1998, page 26. Use this story to supplement your discussion of Christ-like compassion. Duty to God Priest, Physical Development, number 1. End of the Resource Guide for Aaronic Priesthood Manual, 2.